As long as he doesn't cut me, kill me, or whatever.
Some of my Indian friends have told me the quickest way to get some terrible skin disease is to get shaved by a street barber. But I haven't shaved in 2 days and I feel really grubby. And Shekhar says Muslim Ali's a good barber. He cuts hair, he trims beards and moustaches. He shaves with an open razor bang opposite the Aziz Farm broiler shop at the top end of Apna Chopad Patti. He's doing a good job trimming this man's moustache. Now it's my turn. He must think I'm nuts.
Do I need to take my glasses off?
Yeah.
I need just a shave. I haven't shaved today.
He needs.
Muslim Ali makes me sit back to front on a communal garden chair. Unfortunately, the words got out. 30, it must be nearer, 40 kids are pouring in from the alleyways to witness what promises to be better than a puppet show. Muslim Ali's already working up a good lather on my chin. I'm afraid it's too late to back down now. I don't think I've ever been shaved before by anyone. It's rather pleasant. But this is the easy part, of course.
Okay. This is a cutthroat razor.
New blades.
I'm very grateful for you putting a new blade.
Shekhar calms me. Nice new sharp blade. I'm not going to catch some terrible disease with that. You know, I know I've never let anyone get within 10 miles of me with one of these things in their hand. Muslim Ali obviously knows I'm scared. He's being very, very careful. He's getting all the places that I always miss. The bits that drive my wife crazy. She thinks I miss them deliberately.
Now what? Second one?
Great! He's shaving me twice all over again, right from scratch. Now, why did nobody ever suggest I do that? There's some guy I can hear singing somewhere just behind me. I have the distinct impression he's trying to kiss the top of my head. Shekhar, where are you when I need you? Save me, Shekhar. Muslim Ali is doing a very good job. He's gone over every inch of my face twice. And I feel safe. I just know he won't even nick me.
There can't be many hairs left on me right now. That's about the most thorough shave I've ever had. For now what?
Some wag in the crowd pipes up. You gonna cut his hair as well? Not enough air to cut. You didn't need to say that, Muslim Ali.
Now what? What's this magic solution?
He squirted me. Right in my face.
What's this?
Oh, this I do know. This is alum. My father used to have a stick of this. You dab it on when you've cut yourself.
It's enough to prevent you bleeding. No? An antiseptic.
Yeah, septic.
It stings. Yeah, certainly stings. Good.
Feels great. Thanks. Spoke too soon. Very funny. Go on, have a good laugh.
Well, that's probably the best shave I've ever had, actually.
And it rarely is.
It's probably the best shave I've ever had.
Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Okay, how much?
I'm just as pink.
Thank you very much, Mazamali.
Sunday afternoon. The Maila Milan compound. Shakur, Padma, Shekhar and Makrand are playing a man's game. It looks a bit like Shav Hapney.
Can you explain this game to me, Shakur?
Hey, Karam.
Yeah.
Red hole? One.
Red one?
Queen.
Queen. What's Kya this one?
Fire. Black.
I call Karam the poor man's billiards. It's a 3x3 miniature wooden billiard table, complete with pockets that you can pick up and play just about anywhere. There are no billiard balls, just flat, round wooden counters, black, red, and white. No billiard cues either. You use your fingers to flick the cue counter across the board to knock one of the others into the hole. Shekhar and Shakur explain how to play Karam, but I'm a bit thick. I just don't get it.
The red one is the 5.
So Padma's trying to get the black one in?
Black one. Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to get the red one in. You're gonna
yeah, now
that,
you have
right?
to take the red one.
What about the red
one? See, this red one.
So he was trying to get his white in? Okay.
I haven't the foggiest how the scoring works. But I used to like playing billiards. And it's a Sunday afternoon in Baikala, and there doesn't seem to be too many people around. So I can make a fool of myself.
All right. Okay, Padma, what happens first?
Padma versus JCH. East versus West. Let the games begin.
You play black.
Which means I take this one and I've got to...
You have to play black.
What are you laughing at?
I guess I don't have quite as much manual dexterity as I thought.
What happens if you put your own white in there?
You can play back.
Yeah? Which am I, black?
Yeah, black. Yeah, black. Mm. Oh. Where to put this? Center point.
Okay.
He's still not
in. Padma's going to win this one, huh?
Yeah.
No, you don't know, you don't know. You never know.
Unfortunately, I'm being taken to the cleaners by Padma. When it's finally my turn, I either miss my counter altogether, or I hit my own counter into the hole.
5 and 7, get down.
13.
13 point.
And how much did Padma get?
100 point.
The game was 29.
How many points did I get?
29. 29 is the one game. Now this board they got 13 points against you.
I got nothing. That's what I thought. You got 29.
13
and.
You are nil.
Kitna pahlega kitna?
I know I'm not doing well, but 0 points. That's humiliating. I'm dismissed. It's not a game for me. Time for the real Karumye, Padma, Shakur, Shekhar and Makrand, to strut their stuff.
Yeah.
Madhubani.
Yes.
Main batati hu tu kahan tak thi.
What'd she say? Shanaz is going to have to be.
She's got a cold. She wants to change noses with you.
Nice. I get a brown nose plus one diamond stud in the left nostril.
You think I want to have a little one of these in my nose? If I go back to the United States with one of those, they'll arrest me. You can change noses.
Shanaz is in one of her mischievous moods today. And I, sweet, innocent, and blissfully unaware of what's literally about to break out over my head.
So there I I didn't even know he'd run away. I'm looking from cot to cot. Where is my husband? He's not there. He's left and gone.
फिर उसके बाद है
तो ऑपरेशन कभी करवाया नहीं
फिर उसके बाद मैं जिधर काम करते थे
ना The gist of the story is that Samina's husband has a hernia. He's been admitted to Nahar hospital for the operation, but the old man can't stand the sight of blood, so he's run away.
I used to go late to work. So this woman asked me, why are you coming late to work? So I told her, look, my husband has got this sort of a problem, so that's what's happening. So she said, look, I'll give you this oil, this big bottle of oil. You make it hot enough.
Mona's losing it. The slightest little thing seems to set her off in giggles today.
Pick up the microphone. Tell me what it is that you're...
bottle.
No, come on, pick up the microphone. Come on. Control yourself, young lady. 1 minute.
वो बोतल तेल जो गरम करके मालिश किया और बीमारी हल हो गया।
I don't see what's so funny about a hernia. Unless it's the female version of a dirty joke. Whatever it is, Samina and Shanaz have got Mona going. Get a grip on yourself, Mona.
Hernia. So she gave me this big bottle of oil and said, you heat it in a spoon and you apply it and he'll be okay. So I looked at it and said, what is this? This is just some Nurani oil, as if anything's going to happen. She said, no, you try it. So I really brought it home, heated it in a spoon and applied it, and really his illness got better. And even later on, whenever he had any trouble, he used to take it himself, heat it and apply it, and he never had a problem.
Come on, what's the unspoken agenda? Come on. What are you hiding from me?
I'm not hiding anything. No? It's just hysterical that her hernia went with Nurani oil.
What is Nurani oil?
It's a brand.
Yeah?
Nurani is a brand.
It seems Nurani oil is herbal, Ayurvedic, and good for you.
Kahan se milta hai tel? This is a oil which has tremendous healing properties. I also use it. If you have a cold, you have to just warm it slightly and use it. If you have a pain in the joints or a pain in the muscles, just warm it and apply it and massage it. You get it in the shop, you get a small bottle, you get a big bottle. It's a very good oil. Highly recommended.
All this while, Shanaz is gazing in adoration at the top of my head, which I find
massage
distinguished,
and
others find
oil
somewhat lacking in hair.
No. You get hair.
Nurani tel aisa hai na ki jisko sardi hoga na.
Bataya.
Malish, takla, baal.
Somewhere in there are the words bald and polish.
Both
mine.
You want a bottle? It's 5 rupees a bottle.
Samina and Shanaz have already sent out for a bottle of the magic stuff. Everyone seems to be sharing some huge joke, and it's obviously at my expense. But I'm not quite sure what it is. All in all, the best thing is to keep a stiff upper lip and try and pretend to share in the general laughter.
You mustn't heat it very much.
This is very funny. You mustn't heat it very much, or what happens?
Otherwise you'll burn. You just have to heat it slightly.
I don't
and
like the sound of this.
Lukewarm, massage it on your head and pat, you're going to get hair.
Or exactly, I could go totally bald.
That's exactly what Shehnaz is saying.
Bald, like a hard-boiled egg. I have a major defensive problem here. I'm sitting on the ground. I've got a couple of mics in each hand, plus a pair of headphones over my ears. I cannot physically defend myself if...
they're all speculating who's going to massage your head, whether it's going to turn red.
You mean my hair will turn red?
Your skin is going to turn red.
Beautiful pillbox red with a tinge of orange, so it'll really shine out in the dark. Very useful at sea.
But it's lal rang ka hai.
Lal color.
It's red. It's red color. It's bright red. So if she puts it on your head, everybody's going to think you're bleeding. The police are going to come behind you.
Can I wash it out afterwards?
Dho sakta hai? Dho sakta hai? Yeah, you can wash it out.
I hand over the money for a bottle, little suspecting they already have it very close at hand.
Not now.
It's wonderful. Magic cure.
Jadu hai, jadu.
I didn't really stand much of a chance. They were all in it together, wife included. Before I knew what had happened, some reddish oil had been applied to the crown of my head. When I got back home, I saw why they were all in fits. The top of my head was like a weather beacon, a bright red circle to help planes land. Oh, sure, you can wash it off. It took me 4 days, a dozen washes a day. I still have my bottle of Nirani oil. You never know when it might come in useful. After all, it can cure everything, from the simple cold to impotence. But one thing it does not cure is baldness. This is Julian Crandall-Hollick.